In Boston, Harvard University,
he came to Harvard University and obtained a doctorate degree in dentistry. Then he stayed in Harvard and taught.
也在 Boston 开业。
Also practiced in Boston.
同时他在学生工作以及这个当地的教会热心的侍奉主。
At the same time, he served God in the church in Boston as well as among students.
感谢主，当我们来到美国的时候，有机会跟严大夫有一段时间的配搭。
Thank God for having a chance to work with Dr. Yan when I'm in state.
对我个人来讲，好景不长，我们同工的时间不是很久。
Personally speaking, the good times were few, for we did not work together that long.
因为神有更好的安排。
Because God had a better arrangement.
1981年离我们到香港。
In 1981, he left us and went to Hong Kong.
现在在香港大学教书。
He is now teaching at Hong Kong University.
那一面也传福音侍奉主。
At the same time, he is sharing the gospel, serving God.
我们今天希望在这一段时间里面，从他的经历，让我们能够得到提醒和帮助。
We hope that through his experience, we may be helped and reminded.
谢谢 David. Dr. Yan, after so many years working with you, I feel privileged this morning to interview you, especially when you are going to share with us your experiences and what the Lord has been doing in you throughout these years. Could you tell us, Dr. Yan, of your own experience? How did the Lord equip you while you were still in the United States before you went to Hong Kong in 1981?
Well, I have to go back to 1962. 2 years and a half after I became Christian, I thought that was the greatest gain for me to study in the United States. Then I was directed to do refugee work in Philippines with the help and direction of our dear friend David Adley. He put me into touch with the campus fellowship in Taiwan. That marked the beginning of my involvement with student work. And it really gave me pressure. I saw some students I used to counsel, advice. Now they are leaders in God's work. At that time, I only knew Bible. New Testament, I have some idea. And Old Testament, very new. And I know Book of Isaiah only in the middle of the book. And I had a zeal. That was important. I had a zeal to love my people and share the gospel with others. Then I discussed with David Adley and many times. And one time he was in Boston. I said, well, I didn't have any biblical training. How could I go? And he said, well, you could take a correspondence course, but I don't want you to lose your zeal. You better go. Understanding that I was already graduated, I was an instructor. So I already finished my study. Then I really worked hard on Bible. And after I got into Pindong, the southern part, and I only in all my life, I enrolled 3 months or 4 months evening course under Miss Heath, OMF, or China Indian Mission teacher.
Her name is Hai Fu Sheng in Chinese, Hai Fu Sheng.
This happened. She was the teacher of Zhang Minzhe, we were under the same teacher. And that was very hard for a new Christian. We have to attend Monday through Friday evening, 3 months or 4 months in a row. So we did that. She put me right in the center. Again, I go back again to Dr. Taylor saying, you do need a senior missionary to guide you, because my wife and I went that time, age 62, to Taiwan. We went there on our own. And we knew we had to look for somebody to tell us do's and don'ts. So we single out Miss Kim. And she really put us under her wing. Then, when she taught Book of Isaiah, I was ashamed. She had a much better Chinese than I did. That time, remember, I only had been in the United States for 11 years, and I almost forgot my Chinese. So English came to me first, and Chinese later. And then now, of course, I turned that around. Now, she knew I came here to do Christian work. She put me in right in the center. That means we have to take exam. I think for a new Christian or new missionary, the hardest thing is to hear your faith. She, in her class, everybody had to stand up and memorize verses. I said, I had already taken all the examinations. Now I'm giving examinations to others. I just couldn't stand up. She said, that was one. I'm not going to continue until that one stand up and memorize. I knew she meant me. I stood up. You know that Christian is this? Once you pour your face mask, you are like a new person. Second time, I was the very first one to memorize. Of course, she knew my intention of going to Taiwan. So she gave me a lot of practice. A sign, or maybe three verses, and I had to make 15 minutes talk every week. You know what I did? Kneel down and pray, because that was a hard assignment.
So after the few years that you have been studying under Miss Heath, that is the Bible courses, or in addition to the Bible training, what else did you have at that time before you went to Hong Kong this time in 1981?
Well, of course, Boston Bible class has been really instrumental to me, and I became Christian in 1959. That time, I think the Boston Bible class was the very first one, I believe, in the United States, just coming to being, and I was a little baby. And then for 2.5 years, of course, I was searching diligently about the Word. I think under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I think we just have to study real hard. I remember many times, and I'm still doing, kneel down, study.
As far as your spiritual life, what would you say to us? How did God equip you spiritually in addition to the knowledge and Bible knowledge and Bible classes and so on?
Well, I think God has moved me inside this way. I have to share this gospel with others. That's number one. Love towards others. That's number one. Number two, I knew my responsibility, like what we have done yesterday, last night. We are the ambassador for Christ, and we have the gospel, ministry of reconciliation. We know we have a moving force, love of Christ.
Very good. Dr. Yan, after you went to Hong Kong, what, besides teaching at Hong Kong University, what kind of ministry are you involved in?
I must say this, to teach at Hong Kong University is my secondary. And my wife and I, our top priority is to work among boat people.
When you say boat people, what do you mean?
These boat people have been in Hong Kong for generations, not refugee boat people. They have been fishermen. So that's the place we saw a movie, and that's where we went there to look for this boat, and we got this boat. We found it.
When you say you saw a movie, what kind of movie?
The movie, it lent something to live for. Describing an American-born Chinese who went back to Hong Kong to look for her roots. And however, the background story is based upon this boat church. And I was asked to summarize and to make a comment at the end of the movie and about this story. But I was deeply absorbed by the background story, and that's how it took me 1 year to look for prayer and prepare myself to go there.
So besides boat people, and what else did you do there?
Well, this the boat and church was our first assignment by God, original assignment. When we went along, I think God gave additional to us. We passed by, we saw so many Filipino sisters, I don't call them maids because they were all college or seminary students. Because of financial hardship back in their country, so they came to Hong Kong to look for domestic help job. And then we passed by there for a year and a half, and we see whether any other organization will do something. And then after a year and a half, and Mrs. Yan and I thought this is an additional burden God gave to us, so we picked up on the way, and first of all, spreading the tracks. And then finally, we located a small group of Christian sisters there, and then began to get involved. And then we began to get involved in two groups. Now we are foster parents of about 50, 60 Filipino girls.
So since you are here, so what is your future plan? Are you planning to go back to Hong Kong and to continue your work?
Right. Tomorrow morning, Lord willing, 6:30, that's my departure time. I'll be returning to Hong Kong because I thought to Hong Kong, this is the time, urgency. You talk about urgency. Hong Kong is urgency. God gives us 10 years, limited time. No other places. He has given us time. Now, Hong Kong, 10 years time. If we don't join this now, it will be too late.
How is your Cantonese anyway?
Well, I don't let the Cantonese bother me. Of course, I've been there for five years and 4 months. I understand what they say, and then they appreciate my broken Cantonese. Many times I answer in the church, I answer in Mandarin, and they talk to me in Cantonese. No problem.
Could you say a few words in Cantonese for us here?
Well, this is not true. I tell you, I spend that time for one more important thing, you see. Student work, you mentioned that. I'm deeply involved with the Youth of Christ for high school kids. Because today's high school kids, 10 years later, will be the working force for Hong Kong. And also, God has opened mainland China for me to go in almost 30 times, lecturing. And then I bring Bible, tracts, and literature, and approach some professors there. And then after lecturing, then I share there my own testimony and sending out the tracts. Openly. And since God has opened that door widely, no opposition yet.
Very good. So in concluding, could you give us just a few comments? As far as the tent making missionary is concerned, would you like to say a few words to most of us here? I believe that most of us here would be a tent making missionary in wherever God put us. So could you say a few words on that?
Okay, Molly. For those of you who haven't finished your degree yet, study hard, finish it. Because when you go to do the tent making, your degree will bring value, bring weight. Don't go halfway. If you study PhD, get your PhD first. Because you will talk like a PhD, not like Han Popo said that. Okay, Han Popo gave you a definition yesterday. But today is a new definition.
Phenomenal dumb.
Today, the new definition is this. If you had a degree, especially in Hong Kong, you speak with like a person and carry a degree. They are degree-minded. So, number one, finish your study. Number two, don't lose your zeal. Prepare your Bible. Memorize verses. I spare you because my Bible study class memorized the whole chapter, 13 chapters of the Second Corinthians, and 6 chapters of Ephesians. Now we are working on Romans. You won't breath. So I think that if you go to Hong Kong, we must know our Bible. You don't need to go to seminary, but you have to do some work on your knees. Now I pray 3 things. Maybe you would like to pray with me. One, pray God give you good memory so you can memorize verses. Number two, give you good wisdom so you can understand what the Bible says. Thirdly, for me it's different. For you, pray God to utilize you. For me, give me 10 more years of age so I can stay in Hong Kong.
Thank you very much, Peter.
我在下午有机会跟严医生谈一点话。
I had an opportunity yesterday afternoon to talk to Dr. Yen.
他说人家给他一回香港一年他不要去。
He said that he refused a one-year invitation to Hong Kong.
三年他也不要去。
He also refused a three-year invitation to Hong Kong.
让他在香港住五年以上他才考虑。
He says he would only consider five-year or more than five-year invitation.
像我们大家做神的工作都是 long-term, 长时间。
May we all be long-term in our commitment to God's work.
很荣幸今天早晨有机会介绍到这一堂的讲员陈国安牧师。
I'm pleased to introduce to you this session speaker, Pastor Chan.
我认识陈牧师已经有23年的时间。
I have known him for 23 years.
他是现在还是很年轻的一位传道人牧师。
He still is a very young pastor preacher.
陈牧师是香港剑道神学院毕业。
Pastor Chan graduated from the Alliance Seminary of Hong Kong.
然后在美国美南浸信会跟西南浸信会继续深造。
Then he studied in the Baptist Seminary.
在新加坡神学院做教务主任有13年的时间。
And he spent 13 years working in the Singapore Seminary.
现在是 Houston 中国教会的主任牧师。
He is now the pastor of the Chinese Church of Houston.
陈牧师是一位能讲能唱能指的传道人。
Pastor Chan can speak, sing, and conduct.
希望他有机会在这里独唱一首。
Maybe he will sing a solo to us sometime here.
把下面时间交给陈牧师。
Pastor Chan，
刚才张德成所介绍的那一位，我很想认识一下。
Thank you. My note is on page 18 of your handbook.
今天早上所讲的大纲在我们手册里面的第18页。
I have been too ambitious in the preparation of this talk.
我预备这些大纲的时候呢，野心太大。
And when I found out that I have to use interpretation also,
我发现我临时需要有人翻译。
I find that I can only speak on point number one.
所以我今天可能只能讲到大纲里面的第一大项。
The church, the context of mobilization.
教会是动员的基地。
Let me start with a story.
让我先讲一个故事。
This is a story about four people.
是讲到有四个人。
They are called everybody.
第一个叫做每个人。
Somebody.
一些人。
Anybody.
任何人。
And nobody.
没有人。
There was this very urgent task for everybody to do.
那么有一个很紧急的需要呢，让每个人去做。
And everybody expected somebody to do it.
每个人希望一些人去做。
But in the end, nobody did it.
结果呢，没有人去做。
Somebody got very mad.
有一些人非常的生气。
Because he thought the task was so important that everybody should do it.
他认为这个使命太重要了，是每个人都需要做的。
And the task was so simple, anybody could have done it.
而这个使命又那样的简单，是每个人都可以做。
But in the end, nobody did it.
结果呢，没有人去做。
Since nobody did what everybody should do,
因为没有人做每个人都要做的事。
And nobody did what anybody could have done,
没有人做任何人都可以做的事。
Somebody got the blame.
有一些人就受到了埋怨。
That to say, this is an apt description of what is happening in the Chinese Christian churches.
这就是我们今天中国教会的写照。
And in particular, in the rare area of world mission,
特别是在普世差产的事工上。
Every year there are hundreds of mission conferences and student conferences and church retreats that are being held in this country.
每一年有许多的差产大会，有许多地区的退休会讲到差产的事工。
And when the need of the kingdom for more workers is presented,
当神的国度需要更多的工人被呼召的时候，
many are convinced and convicted to dedicate their lives to serving God.
有许多人决志献身要侍奉主。
And everyone seems to be determined to do something for mission.
每一个人都决志要做一些跟差传有关的事工。
But in the end, so few actually went out to serve in the field.
结果有太少的人真正的献身在事工上。
Every yearI would estimate at more than 1,000 Chinese Christians who dedicated their lives to full-time service here in the United States.
我估计在美国每年至少有1000个人决志献身要全时间侍奉。
But only about 5% or less eventually found their way to mission, to seminary or apply to mission organization.
结果不超过5%的人真正进入神学院或加入宣教的工厂。
The casualty rate is too alarming to ignore.
那么这个伤亡率太高了，我们不能忽视。
Even among those that went for seminary training,
即使那些进入神学院受训练的人
A very high percentage never really got to the field
也有很高的比例他没有真正进入工厂里面
According to a survey done by Dr. Hoover Wong
根据黄光荣牧师他的统计
Out of some 80 seminary graduates in the 1970s
在1970年80个神学院毕业生当中
And we are talking about Chinese graduatesHere in North America,
我们是讲到在北美的中国神学生。
He found that only 7 of them were still serving the Lord full time in church-related ministry.
他发现十年后只有7个人在福音的工厂上。
Something has gone very, very wrong in the mobilization and deployment of our forces.
那么教会总动员这个施工上显然有一些很明显的问题在那里。
Just imagine.
请我们想想看
If a country is engaged in a life and death struggle with the enemy in war
如果一个国家它面临生死攸关的仇敌的攻击
And calls for total mobilization of its citizens
政府呼召所有的人总动员起来
And if only 5% of the people answered the call and enrolled for military service
如果只有5%的人应召然后呢加入军队里面的
Something must be very wrong with this nation
一定这个国家有很大的毛病
And ifFor those that came as volunteers,
而那些志愿兵当中
they are sent for 3 to 4 years of military training.
他们送过去3年到4年的训练
And in the end, only 10% of these trained personnel are deployed to the battlefield.
结果只有10%的人当中真正的进入了军队里面作战
I must say this nation is doomed.
我可以说这个国家前途非常的暗淡
It doesn't matter if you have the most advanced hardware to use
这不在于你有多先进的武器
Or the highest of high technology
或者你有很高的科技
Or if you have the cleverest plan
或者你有最聪明的计划
Or the most sophisticated military strategies to use
或者你有一些很好的战略可以去使用
The war cannot be won unless you efficiently mobilize the nation
我们无法得胜除非我们总动员
and deploy all the available forces
而且动员所有可以运用的资源
to take this analogy a little bit further
我们再进一步来分析
total mobilization cannot does not mean that everybody must do the same thing
总动员并不是说每一个人都做同一件事情
not all of the troops not all the enlisted men must go to combat zone
并不是所有的人都要到战场上去
For example, you need generals to map out the plan
比如说我们需要将军他来做战略
You need the lieutenants and the captains to train the men
我们需要军官来训练新兵
And of course the women
当然包括妇女
And you need the factory workers to produce the hardware
我们需要工人来生产武器
And you need the farmers to keep the supply line with food
我们需要农夫来供应食物
You need the intelligence to find out the facts and the figures about the enemy
我们需要情报人员来知道敌人的消息
You need the national leaders and statements to motivate the whole nation in support of the military action
我们需要国家领袖激励人心来支援战场
And you need the financial experts to raise the funds to keep the country going in a wartime economy
我们需要财务专家筹款来补足暂时的经济的需要
And then and only then do you need able-bodied men and women to go into combat
然后我们需要身强力壮的人到战场上去
Otherwise, you are just sending them to the sure death
否则我们只是把他们送死
Total mobilization is not everybody doing the same job
总动员不是每一个人做同样的事
Doing something that anybody could have done
不是去做每一个人所能做的事情
and in the end nobody did it
结果呢没有任何人做
and somebody gets the blame
结果有一些人受到埋怨
total mobilization means a diversity of tasks
总动员表示说我们有不同的使命
complementing each other
互相的补助
supporting each other
互相的支援
working together
for the common goal.
一起配合来达成同一的目标。
So in order to effectively mobilize,
为了要有效的动员，
there are a lot of things that we must do before we mobilize.
在总动员之前，有许多的事情要预备。
For example, we need to motivate.
首先，我们需要激励人心。
We need to encourage.
我们需要鼓励。
We need to challenge the people.
我们需要向人民挑战。
We need to strategize.
我们需要有策略。
We need to plan.
我们需要计划。
And we need to sell the plan to the people.
我们需要把计划让人民知道。
We need to teach.
我们需要教导。
We need to train.
我们需要训练。
We need to show them how.
我们要告诉他们怎么做。
We need to educate the Christians.
我们要教育这些基督徒。
In order to have a concerted effort to support missions.
所以大家有共同的力量来支持这个工作。
And support worldwide missions with prayer.
借着祷告来支援全球的宣道。
With finance.
在财务上。
And with personal involvement.
也包括个人的参与。
So where do we begin when we talk about, about mobilization?
我们怎么样从总动员这里来开始讲
？May I submit that we must begin with the church.
我们必须承认我们要从教会开始。
Or to be very particular, the local congregations,
特别是当地教会的会众。
Because it is the churches which is a viable and effective mobilization can be achieved.
因为只有教会总动员起来，才能够有效率的达成总动员的工作。
The mission boards and missionary organizations are the command posts in the combat zone.
差会团体跟差团委员会，这是一个指挥部。
They are out there, way out there, at the front line of the battle.
他们是在最前线。
But the church is the home base.
那么教会呢是支援的基地。
It is where we can do the recruitment.
这是我们征召人员的地方。
It is where the basic training must be done.
这是基本训练的地方。
And it is where eventual deployment of men come from.
那么这是这些作战的人员得到来源的地方。
The church is the supply line.
教会是供应线。
The church is.In fact, the lifeline of the force.
教会是总动员的生命线。
Imagine with me.
请跟我一起来想象。
In the event of the Third World War being declared.
如果第三次世界大战宣战的时候。
Between the forces of evil and the forces of the kingdom of God.
那么在神的国度跟魔鬼的国度当中有。
Are we ready for total mobilization of our forces?
我们是不是已经准备好要总动员呢？
Imagine with me.
请我们一起想想。
We have Moses Star as the commander-in-chief of the forces of God.
我们有周子培做神的国度的总司令
，and David Tower is his deputy。
那么周大卫呢是敌方的总司令。
We have James Taylor as the director of intelligence。
那么戴少珍呢做情报部的主任。
Who has all the facts and all the figures about the enemy？
他有敌人一切的情报。
We have Dan Dean呢 for recruitment。
我们有陈继民做征兵的主任。
And Abraham to equip the forces。
那么林云武呢他来训练这些新兵。
And then we have Mary Wang to be commander-in-chief for the European front.
那么王光霞是欧洲战区的司令。
And Stephen Xu in charge of Central and South America.
许光导是中南美洲的司令。
And David Adeney for Operation China.
那么艾德里呢是中国战区的司令。
We have Dr. Peter Yen in charge of mass operation.
那么严开仁医生呢是野战医院的主任。
And of course, we have Cha Wei-hen in charge of the elite commando.
那么蔡伟贤呢，他是野战部队的司令。
Who knows all the people who has the knowledge of modern technology?
他知道那些人拥有现代的科技。
Then James Taylor comes up with a very urgent request.
戴少珍呢就发了一个紧急的要求。
He said 4 billion people out of 5 have been lost to the enemy.
他说在50亿人当中有41个人沦陷在
And we need more men and women.
我们需要更多的男女来加入。
We need more supplies.
我需要更多的资源。
We need more finance.
我们需要更多的财务。
We need more volunteers to win the freedom of these 4 billion people.
我们需要更多的人来拯救这40亿的人口。
And then over the radio came the voice of Mary Wang.
然后呢，收音机里面传来王光霞的声音。
This is Macedonia calling. Macedonia calling.
这是马其顿的呼声。
Please come over and help us.
请过来帮助我们。
And Adeney sends an urgent request, a telegram.
艾德利也发了一个紧急的电报。
One-fifth of the world's population awaits delivery over here.
那么世界上有五分之一的人在等待着被拯救。
Send more men.
请派更多的人来。
So the commander-in-chief, Moses Child, ordered total mobilization.
所以总司令周子培就发出了总动员的命令。
Of every available person in this kingdom.
每一个国度里面可以去的人都要出来。
Where does he begin?
那么他要从哪里开始呢？
Where does he look?
他从哪里去找呢？
To whom does he turn for total mobilization?
他要去找哪一些人来做总动员呢？
Where does he find his forces to mobilize?
他从哪里去找到他的军队呢？
Where else if not from the churches?
除了教会以外还有什么地方呢？
The church is the visible, viable manifestation of the kingdom of God.
教会是神在地上可见的彰显神荣耀的地方。
The local congregations are the organized unit of the forces of God ready for mobilization.
本地的教会是可以动员的，有组织的力量来作为总动员。
We can never overemphasize the role of the church in mission.
我们在总动员的时候，在差遣一定要重视教会的重要
性。 I believe it is the only answer to our global need.
我相信这是全球需要唯一的答案。
As I stand up here,
当我站在这里的时候
I feel an awesome responsibility
我感觉到这是一个何等急迫的一个需要
to speak at such a conference
我们在这一个聚会里面在这里讲道
You may not have noticed
你们可能没有注意到
But we have only one pastor to address the plenary session
在早上主堂的讲员当中只有一位牧师是讲员
And if I don't speak out for the church
如果不为教会来讲话
We may never see world missions in the right perspective
我们可能在差传的认识上我们可能不够正确
I hate to see the day when pastors became the endangered species in mission conferences
那么在很多差传的聚会里面牧师好像变成危险的人物
because if that is so missions would be detached from its home base
如果我们是这样的话那么牧师差传的工作呢在基地上呢会受到影响
Any missionary organization would not consider a candidate unless he is recommended by a church.
任何的差遣团体，除非有教会的推荐，他们不会接受。
Any parachurch organization would not hire a worker unless he is endorsed by a church.
任何福音机构都不会征召新的同工，除非有教会的印证。
And if for those who stood up this morning, if you are not involved in a church, I don't think you will find any placement anywhere.
刚刚起来愿意决志加入宣教工作的如果你没有在教会里面参与 我相信你也不会被接纳
Unless you are trained and equipped in a local congregation
除非你在一个当地的教会里面受到训练跟造就
Nobody will want you in their force
没有人会愿意接受你加入他们的行列里面
So let us quickly look at the mandate of the church
所以让我们很快的来看到教会的任务
What is the mandate of the church?
教会的任务是什么
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 28.
上面看马太福音第二十八章
Verses 19 and 20.
十九节二十节
It is my hope that as we study these two verses, we'll be able to see the process whereby the church can be mobilized for the mandate.
当我们读这两节经文的时候，我们能够看到教会怎么样来达成这个任务的过程
Verse 18 it says Jesus came up and spoke to them
八节说耶稣近前来对他们说
Saying all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我的
Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
Teaching them to observe all I have commanded youAnd lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界末
了。As you read the great commission of the Lord to the church,
当我们读到主耶稣对教会的大使命的时候
，What do you see as its mandate?
我们在这里可以看到教会的任务是什么
？Well, you say this is a mission conference. Of course, the word "go" is the mandate.
我们说啊，这是一个差遣的聚会，所以我们的目标就是我们的任务。去是我们的任务。
Reach out, evangelism, mission, that's our mandate.
去差传，这是我们的任务。
Well, I must say that you are a little bit off the mark.
我们会说你这样看有点错误。
I don't blame you because it is how it appears in the English version as well as in the Chinese version.
我不责怪各位，因为在中英文的圣经的版本里面，我们不是很容易能够看得出来。
But if you can read the Greek,
如果我们能够读希腊文
的话 and I'm by no means an expert in Greek.
我们并不是说我是希腊文的专家。
You will find that.There is only one finite verb in this sentence.
你会发现在希腊文里面在这里只有一个主要的动词
with three participles to go with it.
有三个助动词
And what is that finite verb?
主要动词是什么呢
Let me retranslate this verse.
让我们重新来翻译这一段经
句 Grammatically, it should read like this.
在文法上我们应该这样读
Going, therefore,
所以你们要去
make disciples, baptizing them and teaching them,
使他们做门徒，然后借着施洗跟教导。
Did you find the three participles?
你有没有发现三个助动词？
Did you notice the final verb?
你有没有发现主动词是什
么？ What is the mandate of the church?
教会的任务是什么？
Make disciples.
使万人做门徒。
Going, baptizing, and teaching are all the means to the end.
去、施洗和教训都是方法。
Well, going is a process of propagating the faith.
去呢是传扬信仰的这个过程。
Baptizing is the process of confirming the faith.
施洗是坚定信仰的过程。
And teaching is the process of nurturing that faith.
教导呢是培养这个信仰的过程。
And all these are processes.
这些都是过程。
They are employed to equip the saints,
为了要达成一个共同的目
标。So that they become disciples of Christ,
目的是要使万人做主的门徒。
And equip them in such a way,
能够装备他们
that they can make more disciples for Christ,
使得他们能够为主得到更多的门徒。
So missions are the propagating of the gospel at home and abroad.
所以在海内外福音的使命
is not.The mandate itself,
不是任务它的本身。
It is but the means to achieving the mandate of discipleship,
而是借着方法来达到这个任务。
Our mandate in its in fact is the reproduction of life.
我们的任务呢是再造生命。
It is the reproduction of life and its lifestyle,
是生活形态的改造。
And that is what discipling is all about.
门徒的训练就是指这一些。
Therefore.Where you are going is not important.
所以你要去哪里不是最重要的。
But the important thing is who are going.
最重要的是谁要去。
I don't care if we mobilize all the Christians to 148 countries in all the continents in the world.
我们动员基督徒到全世界148个国家去。
But I must ask who or whom are you sending?
最重要的要问说是谁派到这些国家去。
From the fruit, you know the tree.
我们从果子可以知道这棵树。
And whatever the tree is, so shall its fruit be.
那么树是怎么样，这果子就怎么样。
So let us be very mindful of whom we are sending.
所以我们要很注意是我们派什么人去。
Who are going?
是谁要去。
That's the important question.
这是最重要的问题。
This is why when we talk about mobilization,
当我们讲到总动员的时候，
we talk about mobilizing the right person.
我们要动员合适的人去。
And the church is the context for that training.
教会就是训练的基地。
It is in the church that a Christian receives the nurture and the training needed for that kind of mobilization.
教会就是训练基督徒让他们得到足够的养育的地方。
Then I would invite you to turn to Romans chapter 1.
那么我请各位翻开罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章
Verses 11 through 13.
十一节到第十三节。
In these three verses,
在这三节里面，
we want to notice how the Apostle Paul prioritized his ministry.
请我们注意到保罗怎么样为他的事工来设立优先的次序。
And I think we can learn a lot about mobilization in this priority.
我们从他的优先次序里面，我们可以学到很多与差传有关的教训。
Paul says, For I long to see you in order that I might impart some spiritual gifts to you.
十一节，因为我切切地想见你们，要把些属灵的恩赐分给你们。
That you may be established.
使你们可以坚固。
That is that I may be encouraged together with you while among you.
这样我在你们中间，因你我彼此的信心，就可以同得安慰。
Each of us by the other's faith, both yours and mine. And I do not want you to be unaware, brethren.
十三节，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道。
That all that I have planned to come to you and have been presented thus far, in order that I might obtain some fruit among you also, even as among the rest of the Gentiles.
我屡次定意往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子，如同在其余的外邦人中一样，只是如今仍有阻隔。
What do we see as the fourfold ministry of Paul?
我们在这里看到保罗在事工里面有四件优先的次序。
What are the four?Major concerns for Paul to go to Rome.
他到罗马去，他所最关怀的有四件事情。
What did he intend to do when he arrived in Rome?
当他到罗马以后，他预备做这四件事情。
Fourthing,
四件事。
Number one,
第一 to impart some spiritual gifts,
分享属灵的恩赐。
Number two, to establish them in faith,
第二在信仰上坚固他们。
And number three, to mutually encourage one another,
第三可以彼此同得安慰。
And number four, to obtain some fruit,
第四要得一些果子。
In modern terms, what are these ministries?
如果我们用现在的名词来讲的话，
Number one, the imparting of gifts is a training for serving.
第一个、分享恩赐呢可以说是侍奉的训练。
For gifts are not for personal gratification.
因为、恩赐的话不是个人、天生的这些才干。
Gifts are always given for serving.
恩赐是未来侍奉用的。
Secondly,
第二
to establish in faith,
坚固信仰。
That is the teaching ministry of the church.
这是教会里面教导的使命。
In modern terms, that's the Sunday school.
用现在的名词来说，就是主日学。
Thirdly,
第三
，mutual encouragement,
彼此的劝勉。
That is fellowshipping.
这是团契啊。
Or a body life,
或者是肢体的生活。
And fourthly, to obtain some fruit.
第四个，得一些果子。
That is evangelism and mission.
这就是布道和差传。
You will notice,
你会注意到
，that the training, the teaching, and the encouraging are all for the preparation of Christian.Of the Christian for evangelism and mission.
我们要注意到、训练、教导和分享都是为了要基督徒可以去做布道和差传
工作。And these three phases, if we are
他到罗马去，他所最关怀的有四件事情。
What did he intend to do when he arrives in Rome?
当他到罗马以后，他预备做这四件事情。
Fourthly,
四件事。
Number one,
第一
to impart some spiritual gifts.
分享属灵的恩赐。
Number two, to establish them in faith.
第二，在信仰上坚固他们。
And number three, to mutually encourage one another.
第三，可以彼此同得安慰。
And number four, to obtain some fruit.
第四，要得一些果子。
In modern terms, what are these ministries?
如果我们用现在的名词来讲的话，
Number one, the imparting of gifts is a training for serving.
第一个、分享恩赐呢可以说是侍奉的训练。
For gifts are not for personal gratification.
因为、恩赐的话不是个人、天生的这些才干。
Gifts are always given for serving.
恩赐是未来侍奉用的。
Secondly,
第二
to establish in faith,
坚固信仰。
That is the teaching ministry of the church.
这是教会里面教导的使命。
In modern terms, that's the Sunday school.
用现在的名词来说就是主日学。
Thirdly,
第三
mutual encouragement,
彼此的劝勉。
That is fellowshipping.
这是团契、
Or a body life.
或者是肢体的生活。
And fourthly, to obtain some fruit.
第四个得一些果子。
That is evangelism and mission.
这就是布道和差传。
You will notice,
你会注意到
that the training, the teaching, and the encouraging are all for the preparation of Christian,of the Christian for evangelism and mission.
我们要注意到、训练教导和分享都是为了要基督徒可以去做布道和差传工作。
And these three phases of ministry must be done prior to effective world mission.
在世界宣道之前必须先做前面这三件事情。
They are pre-mission.
这是、侍奉之前的预备。
They prepare the Christians for an effective role in world mission.
这里要装备基督徒在侍奉上更有效。
If we are to mobilize the forces to do the job,
如果我们要动员、信徒来做这些工作，
The people themselves must first be prepared in these three things.
那么所有的人必须先预备这三件事情。
In the training of gifts,
训练他们的恩赐。
In the teaching of the word,
教导神的真道。
Encouraging one another,
彼此劝勉。
So let us take them one by one.
让我们一项一项来看。
First of all, concerning the training of gifts.
第一，讲到分享恩赐。
A Christian cannot be effective unless he knows his gift.
一个基督徒必须知道他的恩赐是什么，他才能够有效的
释放。And put his gift to its appropriate use.
而且将他的恩赐放在有恰当的用途。
But what are spiritual gifts?
什么是属灵的恩赐呢？
And how do we acquire it?
我们怎么得到属灵的恩赐呢？
So very often that young people come to me.
常常有很多年轻人来找我。
How do I know in which field I should search?
我怎么知道我侍奉的工厂呢？
I asked them, what is your gift?
我问他说你的恩赐是什么？
He said, that's my problem. I don't know what.
他说我的问题就是不知道我的恩赐是什么。
Paul says, I long to come to you and be with you for some time.
保罗说我切切的想见你们。
I want to work with you.
我要与你们一起
侍奉。 To serve with you.
要跟你们、一起工作。
So that I could impart some spiritual gifts to you.
所以我可以把一些属灵的恩赐分给你们。
How does he do it?
他怎么做呢？
Is he like Santa Claus?
他是不是像圣诞老人？
Coming down the chimney with a big red bat.
那么带一个大的袋子从烟囱里面下来。
And fill all your stockings with gifts.
然后在每一个人的袜子上装满了我们的恩赐呢？
Or does he go about meeting people in the church?
他是不是到一个教会的聚会
lay hands on their head
然后按手在他们
so that they may have spiritual gifts
所以他们就得到水的恩赐
how did Paul impart gifts
保罗怎么样分享他的恩赐呢
have you noticed if a church has a pastor who is very strong in the exposition
所以注意到如果一个教会的牧师很善于解经
then you will find that church will also produce a lot of Bible teachers
你就会发现那个教会里面有很多很好的主日学老师
Have you noticed the church at Antioch?
那么在安提亚的教会里面
The Bible says the church at Antioch had a lot of preachers and teachers
他说在安提亚的教会里面有很多教师
You know the reason why?
为什么
You go to chapter 11 and you will find out
我们在使徒行传十一章那边会看到
Because Barnabas and Saul taught them for a year
因为保罗跟巴拉巴在那里教导他们有
Because they were good teachers in that church
因为他们是很好的老师
They were able to impart the gift of teaching
所以他们可以分享教导的恩赐
I was preaching in a tiny little church Chinese church in Paris one day
有一次我在巴黎的一个中国教会里面
And to my amazement, half of the church was in the choir
那么我就发现到说教会里面一半的会友都在诗班
And they were the best choir I have heard for a good number of years
我这多年以来我听到最好的诗班
It happened that a couple of their young people were studying at the Paris Conservatory of Music
因为有一个弟兄在巴黎的国家音乐院做深造
And so these two people were able to impart their singing ability to the others in the church
这些弟兄可以把他们歌唱的恩赐分享给其他弟兄
Spiritual gifts are imparted by example
主您的恩赐是借着榜样分享出来
And they are acquired by your involvement and your participation in the service of the Lord
需要你全然的参与
By definition
在定义上
Gift is something you don't have
恩赐是你所没有的东西
But it's given to you when it is needed
但是需要的时候神赐给你
And if you don't get yourself involved in the service of the Lord
如果你不参与侍奉主
You don't need the gift
你就不需要恩赐、
right?
是不是
You are doing nothing
如果你什么都不做
Why does the Lord give you anything?
为什么神要把每一样都
So if you are not involved, you don't need it
如果你不参与你就不需要
And if you don't need it, you never get it
你若不需要你永远得不到
And if you are never involved in the service of the Lord
如果你不参与侍奉主
Even though whatever talent you have may be lost
不管你原来有多少的才能你都会失去
For example
举例来说
If you have a tremendous voice like mine
如果你像讲员一样有那么好的嗓门
And you say to yourself
你对你自己说
I must conserve my voice
我要保留我的嗓门
It is too precious to waste
就是太珍贵了不能
I must protect it
我要保护它
I must not speak loudly
我不要大声地讲
Unless I misuse and spoil my voice
我不要损坏我的嗓门
From now on I must speak loudly
从现在开始我要小声地讲
I must conserve my voice
我要保留我的嗓门
And speak this way for 3 months
然后你用这样的方法
And that's the way you can ever speak from then on
那么这就以后你的声音就一样的柔弱
You see you can even lose your talent if you don't use it
你原来的才能会失去你若不使用的话
You know why I have a big voice?
你知道为什么我有大的嗓门吗
Two reasons
两个理由
I eat rice
因为我吃米
我吃饭
吃饭吃米饭
And I use it without reservation.
因为我毫不保留地使用它。
And I learned the truth about gifts in the very hard way.
我学习这些属灵的恩赐呢，花了很一段的功夫。
When I graduated from seminary 22 years ago,
当二十二年前我从神学院毕业的时候
，Don't figure out my age.
不要猜我的年龄。
I want to keep young.
我要看起来很年轻。
My first pastor was in Singapore.
我开始在一个新加坡的教会牧会
Upon arrival
当我到了以后
The leaders of the church gathered together with me
教会的领袖跟我一起上
And with grave faces they told me an urgent need
那么他们拉长了脸告诉我说有一个很急迫的需要
Besides my pastoral duties
那么除了我教牧的工作以外
They wanted me to teach a class of 4s and 5s
他要我教四年级跟五年级的小孩。
Because nobody could handle、that group.
因为那一班太难管了，没有人可以教。
And I was the only one with seminary training among them.
那么我是唯一有神学训练的人。
Well, I told them I couldn't do it.
我告诉他们说我不会做。
Because I didn't have the gift.
因为我没有这个恩赐。
I never had the gift of working with children.
我从来没有跟小孩子一起工作的恩
赐。In fact, I didn't remember my childhood.
而且我也不记得我的童年是怎么样。
My family went bankrupt when I was very tiny.
在我很小的时候，我家就破产了。
And by the age of 11,
在我十一岁的时候
，I had to quit school and work in a factory to support the family.
我必须离开学校，在一个工厂里面做工来支持我的家庭。
I sold. I did.All kinds of things that、ladies are supposed to do.
那么我想这是、姊妹做的事情。
By the way, I sold my wife's、wedding gown.
那么我在、我遇到我的太太。
I sold her wedding gown.
Sold. Okay, yeah. 我缝我太太的这个结婚的礼服。
A misunderstanding. I'm glad my wife is not here.
Yeah,
you know what he said in Chinese? He said, I sold S-O-L-D my wife.
He said, I sold S-O-L-D my wife. He said, I sold S-O-L-D my wife. He said, I sold S-O-L-D my wife. He said, I sold S-O-L-D my wife. He said, I sold S-O-L-D my wife.
Beyond comprehension. So I grew up as a very serious young man.
所以我的童年是啊非常不幸福。
I was a very serious young man. 啊，
我是一个很严肃的年轻人。
I was so serious.
对，我很严肃。
During my seminary days.
在我读神学的时候
When I was doing internship in the church
当我在教会里面实习
Whenever they had disciplinary problem with any child
当那小孩子需要管教的时候
They would bring to me
他们会带到我的面前
And I would take a hard stare into his eyes
我只要凝视着他的眼睛
And he would cry
他就会哭出来
And promise never to be naughty again
然后他就说我不敢再调皮了
So I told the church leader
所以我告诉教会里面的领袖说
I couldn't do it
我没有办法教子路学
Because I didn't have the gift
因为我没有这个恩赐
That night
那一天晚上
When I went to meet with my Lord
当我跟神、交通的时候
The whole thing came back to my mind
整个事情就回到我的脑海中
And it bothered me very much
那么使我非常的困扰
Because my theology didn't let me off the hook
因为我所接受的神学不让我随便的放弃
I know what it means、what gift means
我知道恩赐的意义是什么
Gift is something I don't have
恩赐是我们所没有的
But God can give freely when there is a need
但神能够白白的给我们当我们有需要的时候
And now there is a need
现在有需要
And I don't have the gift
我没有这个恩赐
And it is only up to God to give it to me
只有等候神来给我这个恩赐
And it is up to me to receive it from him
而且等候着我来接受这个恩赐
So in the next morning
到第二天的早上
I told my church leaders that repentance is good for the soul.
我就告诉他们说、我已经、改变心意，我愿意接受。
And I accepted the challenge.
我要接受这个挑战。
I was amazed to find that not only I handled that class quite well,
我就很惊讶地发现说我不仅可以把那一班教得很好。
At least I tried to smile.
而且至少我尝试着有笑容。
But for many years to come since then,
从那以后有许多年的时间
I was seriously sought after as a popular evangelist for child evangelism meeting
那么在新加坡里面很多人都请我领儿童的布道会
And even more amazing is the fact
那么甚至更令人惊讶的是
That my personality underwent a process of metamorphosis
那么我的个性从那时候开始也有很大的改变
That serious old man 20 some years ago
那么在二十几年前这个很严肃的这个年轻人
Old man
哦年轻的老头子
Has turned into an ever smiling young man
变成一个笑脸常开的年轻人
I've learned the lesson of gifts in the hard way
我学习到这个属灵的恩赐
And I want to challenge you
with a quotation.
我愿意在这里也向各位提出挑战。
Never ask for the job that suits your ability.
不要求与你的能力相等的工作。
Ask for the ability that copes with your job.
要求和你工作相等的能力。
If you want to be equipped for the Lord's use,
你若愿意装备自己来被神使用
，get involved.
要参与。
Try your hands on anything and everything.
让你自己去尝试任何的事情。
And you will extend your boundaries.
你会扩展你的疆界。
You will stretch your possibilities.
你会延伸你的能力。
You will discover your potential.
你会发现你的潜力。
And I guarantee you,
我向各位做保证。
You'll be surprised at how much you can be for the Lord.
你会惊讶你能够为主做何等大的事。
Because He is the Lord of gifts.
因为他是施恩赐的主。
Besides the training of gifts,
除了恩赐的训练以外
，Paul wants to employ himself in the teaching ministry of the church.
保罗也参与教会里面教导的侍奉。
Before the force can be mobilized,
在所有的军队动员之前。
Before the force can be effectively mobilized,
这些军队要有效的动员。
They must be equipped with the truth,
他们必须有真理的装备。
I have been to a lot of Bible study groups on campuses.
我曾经到很多校园里面的查经班。
And I have attended a lot of their Bible studies.
我参加很多他们的查经。
You know, in the Bible study group, they like to share in their Bible study.
我们知道在查经班里面大家很喜欢分享。
You know what they do when they share?
他们分享的时候分享什么呢
?They share ignorance.
他们分享无知。
There is this group that was studying the book of Jude.
有一个查经班他们在查犹大书。
And one of the, after they read the passage,
他们读了经文以后
,one of the group leaders got up and shared his enlightenment.
那么有一个领会的人他来分享他的亮光。
Well, of course they were doing it in Chinese.
那么他是用中文来分享。
And this is in essence what he said.
那么他说是这样。
He said when I read this book,
当时他我读犹大书的时候
，I'm really moved to tears.
我实在是感动的要流。
Oh, such wonderful teaching.
就实在是很宝贵的教训。
Like in verse 20,
你看犹大书第二十节。
But you beloved, build yourself up in the most holy faith.
亲爱的弟兄们呐，我们要在真道上造就自己，
至圣的真道上，
在至圣的。
Pray in the Holy Spirit.
那么在圣灵里祷告
Keep yourself in the love of God
保守自己藏在神的爱中
What great teaching
哦这是何等伟大的教训
Especially coming from one who betrayed Jesus
特别是那个卖耶稣的犹大能够写这样的书信
Oh he said ignorance
他所分享的是他的无知
There was this brother who had been a Christian for some 15 years.
有一个基督徒他已经信主15年。
And he was trying to persuade his friend to come to church with him.
那么他要劝他的朋友跟他到教会来。
He said, my pastor is a real good teacher. You must come and see with him.
他说我们的牧师是一个很好的讲员，你一定要来听他讲道。
The friend looked him into his eyes.
那么这个朋友看着他。
And said, tell me, what do you actually believe?
告诉我你到底真正信的是什么。
Well, he scratched his head for a moment.
他稍微烧头皮他说
Actually, he said
事实上呢
I believe exactly as my pastor does
我所信的跟我牧师所信的完全一样
pastor believes
那么你牧师所信的到底是什么呢
He believes exactly as I do
那么他所信的跟我所信的也正好完全一样
He may as well come out and admit it He doesn't know for sure
他其实最好承认说我一无所知
What do you do with such Christians if he were deployed into your force and work with you?
如果有这样的一个基督徒他被差派到你的单位来一起侍奉怎么办
You might just shoot him before he messes things up
在他搞得一塌糊涂之前最好把他一枪毙命
When you have a good interpreter he makes your sermon even better If he draws a salary,
如果他受薪水的话
he is wasting the Lord's money.
他是在浪费神的钱。
It may be better if he is a volunteer.
最好他做义务工作人员。
Who is paid nothing.
那么他就一文不值。
Because he is good for nothing.
因为他一文不值。
听见了没有？一文不值，一文不值。The people of God need to be taught thoroughly and systematically the word of God.
这些属于神的人需要很清楚的有系统的教导
They need to be equipped with the knowledge of the truth
他们需要装备真道的知识
Where do they get it?
那么他们怎么样得到这些？
Well, you say seminary of God.
也就是说，圣经神学院。
That's what Dante did it for.
那么这是陈静教授在这里的目的。
They are the experts in teaching.
他们是教导的专家。
You know how much it costs to go to seminary nowadays?
你知道今天到神学院去有多昂贵吗？
When I studied at Louisville 18 years ago,
当我18年前在神学院做造句的时候，
the school charged me $10 matriculation fees for every semester.
神学院里面收我$10每一个学期。
And I could live comfortably with a scholarship of $1,800 per year.
那么我在神学院里面我一1800元的奖学金，我可以过得很舒服。
I even owned a car.
我甚至有一辆车。
But those good old days are no more.
这些好的日子已经过去了。
Now it costs at least $10,000 per year to get seminary education.
目前要受神学训练，每一年至少要$10,000。
And ironically, some of my pastor friends don't get that much per year in salary. You know?
那么很显然的，很多牧师没有得到这么高的薪水。
It is scandalous. It is criminal.Negligence.
这是教会的丑闻，这是一种不可原谅的疏忽。
But we are talking about total mobilization of the forces of God, the kingdom of God.
当我们讲到整个教会总动员的时候，
we cannot afford to send everybody to the seminary.
我们没有办法送每一个人到神学院去。
If Christians don't get thorough and systematic teaching of the Bible in the church.
信徒需要在教会里面受到清楚的系统的教导。
Then we are doomed to fail the Lord in the task of this global mission.
否则我们在全球动员的施工上，我们会做得非常的差劲。
But it saddens my heart to find that most Chinese churches, even here in North America, do not have a comprehensive Bible study program for the adults in the church.
但是我发现在全球的华人教会当中，包括在北美教会当中，很少教会有很好的成人主日学的教育。
And even if they do, only a very tiny fraction of the adult congregation come regularly for exchange.
那么也只有很少数的成人人，他们经常的来教会里面做到这样的造就。
We are so ill prepared for this formidable task of winning the whole world.
我们对于动员的工作，我们做的预备实在太少。
Sometimes I cannot, I but wonder.If we are not just kidding ourselves in mission conferences like this,
很多时候我们可能只是在差传大会当中，我们自我陶醉、自我欺骗。
How could we take on the world if we are so ignorant of the word of God?
如果我们不重视神的话的话，我们怎么能够做这样子
？How could we talk about mobilization when most of our people do not have enough biblical knowledge to answer a simple question posed by a non-Christian in the street?
当街上也有非基督徒问我们一个很简单的问题的时候，我们都答不出来，我们怎么能够谈到总动员呢？
I may as well quit preaching this morning.
我最好就不要讲到。
How can we talk about mobilization?
我们怎么能够讲到总动员呢？
A third ministry Paul wants to carry out.
保罗第三个所做的侍奉。
Before he talks about reaching the world.
在他讲到传福音之前。
And that is the ministry of encouragement.
这是劝勉的侍奉。
When you send soldiers to the front line battlefield,
当你送一个士兵到前线去的时候
，You know what they need the most?
你知道他们最需要的是什么吗
？Guns, bullets,
是枪呢还是子弹呢
？No,
不是。
Anyone who has been in the combat zone can tell you.
那些曾经到过前线的人都可以告诉你
，They need it most.
他们战友，他们最需要的是战友。
In Russia, they call them comrades.
在斯洛他们叫同志
Here in our Christian circles we call them brothers
在我们基督徒圈子里面说这是弟兄
We even call the sisters brothers
我们是弟兄姊妹们
We call it fellowship
我们说这是团契
We call it body life
我们说这是肢体的生活
We need someone to care and to share
我们需要有人关怀有人分享
We need someone to come together for prayer
我们需要有人一起来祷告
That's the theme for our church for 1986
我们教会今年的主题就是这一个
Prayer, care and share, they all rhyme
祷告、关怀跟分享
And they all must go together
而这三个必须同时进行
It is not easy for us to open up ourselves to another
我们要向人敞开不是很容易
At least not very easy for grown-ups like you and I
特别是对成年人来说实在很不容易
And especially difficult for grown-up Chinese
特别是对成年的中国人来说更不容易
But we must all learnIf we want to be effectively mobilized,
但是我们要有效的动员，我们必须学习。
Because we must have comrades in combat,
因为我们在战场上需要同志。
Recently, Houston has been experiencing a time of depression.
最近Houston 呢在面临这个衰退的时期。
I'm sorry, your picture taking must wait.
抱歉，我们照相可能要延后一点。
A brother in our church got laid off.
有一个弟兄在我们教会里面，他被辞职。
He couldn't screw up enough courage to tell even his wife.
他没有勇气来告诉他的太太。
He went back home and kept silent.
他回家以后不讲话。
But he was burning inside, you know.
他心里非常的焦急。
The next day he got up as usual.
第二天他照常起床。
He dressed up as usual.
他照常穿衣服。
He took breakfast as usual.
他照常吃早餐。
He went in the car as usual.
他照常到他的车子上。
He drove all the way to downtown as usual.
他照样开车到市区去。
But he sat in a park for the whole day.
那么整天坐在公园里面。
And that night he went back home as usual.
那一天他照常像平常下班的时间回家。
Couldn't screw up enough courage to tell his wife the second day.
他没有办法鼓起勇气来告诉他的太太。
He was too ashamed to tell even his wife that he lost his job.
他很觉得很羞耻，他没有办法告诉他的太太说他失业。
And he was carrying that burden all on his own.
那么他把整个的担子都担在他自己的身上。
Until he almost went crazy.
那么几乎要崩溃了。
You know.When you are deployed as a missionary,
那么当你从宣教的工厂上你被辞退的时候
，I guarantee you, you will experience loneliness.
我相信你一定会体验到孤单。
You need to learn the comradeship.
你需要学会彼此同。
Only when you have experienced the care and the concern of others,
当你学会到关怀关心别人的时候
，Can you really know how to care and be concerned for others too?
那么你就会学会怎么样真正的去关心跟关怀别人。
The mission of the church is not to run a lot of programs.
教会里面使命不是经营很多的节目
，or to design a lot of activities for the Christians，
或是计划许多基督徒的活动。
Our mandate is to reach people.
我们的任务是要去
care for people，
关怀人
，to change their lives by our caring，
改变他们的生活，借着我们的关怀。
It is a people-centered ministry.
这是以人为中心的使命。
This year in our church.
在明年在我们的教会里面
Out of 15 deacons, we are setting apart 6 of them
那么在我们15个执事当中有6位
And designate them for people-centered ministry
我们差派他们做以关怀人为中心
We involve them in visitation
他们要做探访
In personal evangelism
个人的布道
And in counseling
然后做辅导的工作
I believe all Christians must learn how to encourage people
我相信每一个基督徒都要学习怎么样去激励别人
How to care for people
怎么样关怀别人
And how to be concerned for people
怎么样去关顾别人
Because that's our mandate
因为这是我们的任务
I was about to tell you more about our church as an example of mobilization
我想跟各位讲到我们教会动员的这一个例子
But that has to go
时间我们不够
For want of time But thisSomething I want to tell you.
但是有一件事我要跟各位讲的。
If we are to be effective in the mobilization, in the total mobilization of the kingdom of God,
如果我们要为神的国度来做总动员，要有效力的话
，each and every one of us must go home to your home church and begin the mobilization there.
我们每一个人必须回到我们的教会，在那里开始动员。
Talk about it to your church leader.
跟我们教会的领袖交谈。
Pray about it with your buddy.
跟你的同伴一起祷告
Involve yourself in mission where you are
在你所在的地方参与宣传的事
That's the only way mobilization can begin
这是唯一开传可以开始的地方
In the last 10 years
在过去十年
Our church has spent $650,000 in mission
我们教会用了65万美金在开传的施工上
For every If we take out the building fund
如果我们把建堂的基金拿掉的话
In 1986
在1986年
We spend less than $300,000 on the operation of the church itself
我们用差不多29万在本身的教会的工作上
And we spend $100,000 on mission
我们用差10万元在
For every $3 we spend on the operation of the church We spend $1 out there
教会本身3块钱的花费当中有1块钱我们用来拆船
And we mobilize our people in mission
我们动员我们的弟兄姊妹
们 We send them out in a summer mission program
我们拆他们到暑假的拆船
We pay for their way
我们付他们的
礼费 and we support them with our prayer
我们用祷告支持他们
we send them to Europe, to South America, to Central America, to Hong Kong, to Taiwan and to several parts, different parts of the United States
我们送他们到台湾到香港到中南美洲到欧洲去
and when they get involved they come back all a fire
他们回来的时候心里面非常的火热。
And they were able to mobilize others to go.
他们可以动员别人再去。
And then we organized teams, missionary teams to go, go to the countryside in Texas.
我们组织先到小组，然后到乡村的地方
去。To the small Bible study groups and in partnership with them evangelize，
跟当地的一些小的查经班一起来做布道。
And we send the missionary team to Honduras to Central America。
我们拆船的小组到洪都拉斯去。
To work with our missionary Paul Chang and his wife，
跟郑金城弟兄以及他的妻子。
And these people come back all on fire for the Lord and for mission。
这些人回来以后，心里非常的火热，愿意服侍主。
In the last 8 years, we have had 40 of our people that have gone out from our church to seminary and to the mission field。
过去八年来，有40个从我们教会出来接受神学的训练，以及到拆船的工作。
And we support them through their education。
我们支持他们受神学教育。
And when they graduate，
当他们毕业以后
，we support them wherever they go。
他们无论到哪里去，我们支持他们。
Even during their training in seminary，
当他们在神学院做训练的时候
，we arrange for their internship。
我们安排他们的实习。
We also invite them back to our church for internship。
我们邀请他们回来在教会里面实习。
And we visit them and counsel them throughout their training。
我们访问他们，我们帮助他们在他们做训练的时候。
And the Lord bless the church。
神祝福这个教会。
In the last 3.5 years，
在过去三年半当中
，Houston has experienced a devastating depression。
那么Houston 正面临经济上的大衰退。
Almost 300 of our people have had laid off experience。
我们教会当中有将近300个人有失业的经验。
And many of them never did find a decent job again。
有很多人就没有办法再找到正当的工作。
Many families have moved out of Houston。
有很多人从这个城市里面离开。
Our attendance, church attendance has been declining for 15% throughout in the span of 3 years。
教会会有参加的人数降低了15%，在过去三年当中。
But our budget is still going，
但是我们教会的预算仍然增加。
Because our people are involved, they are mobilized，
因为我们会友们他们参与，他们被动员。
Last year our budget was almost $500,000，
去年我们教会的预算将近50万美金。
And this year because of our building project，
今年因为我们的建堂
，we passed a budget that is 30% more than last year，
我们就增加30%的预算
，$640,000。
在64万美金。
And during this year, 1986,
在1987年
，we raised more $1.3 million in cash and church funds, so that we could start our building program in October.
我们就收了130万的现金跟教会的证券，可以开始做建堂的工作。
And the building project is $1.5 million.
那么建堂的计划是150万美金。
By December the 1st,
那么10月1号
，our treasurer reported,
我们的司库报告
that we are still facing a possible deposit, deficit of $73,000 this year.
司库报告说，今年我们可能有73,000元的赤字。
And our people responded.
那么信徒们他们回应。
In our church, it is a tradition never to collect often.
我们教会的传统是不发奉献袋。
If you want to offer, you have to go and find the offering box.
如果你要奉献的话，你自己去找到奉献箱。
And our people responded to the need of the church.
那么会友们来响应这个需要
，despite of their very very difficult year，
尽管他们在经济上非常的困难。
On December 7th, we received $15,000 in donation。
在10月7号，我们收到15,000的奉献。
On December 14th, we received $19,000。
10月14号，我们收到19,000。
On December 21st, we received $25,000。
10月21号，我们收到25,000元。
And I told my treasury committee。
那么就跟我们财务小组的谈话。
In my opinion, everybody has given in the first 3 weeks already.
在我的了解当中，每一个人他能够奉献的都已经奉献了。
You may as well take off for Christmas.
那么圣诞节的话，不要期待太高。
Three days ago, on December 28th,
那么10月28号三天前
，they stay from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock counting all the checks.
他们从下午1点到5点在算所收到的奉献。
And it came to $34,000 on that one day.
那么在那一天里面收到34,000元的奉献。
Our people responded with $93,000 in 1 month.
那么弟兄姊妹们在一个月当中奉献93,000元。
And pushed us over the top of the budget.
结果远超过我们的预算。
If you are outward looking in your mission of the church,
若是你教会里面关怀到外面的需要
，your church needs will never.
你内在的需要永远不会缺乏。
让
我们一起祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father, we
bow before thee and ask for thy forgiveness, because we are so ill prepared, even when we say, Lord, send me there. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus we pray.